you're on.
Okay. Thank you for coming tonight. Welcome to the November 3rd, 2022 Medina Township Trustee Special Meeting. Time is approximately 5 o'clock, and can I have a roll call?
Mr. Eastwood?
Here.
Mr. Christopher?
Here.
And Mr. Johnson is absent.
Mr. Johnson's absent. We wanted to get together tonight, talk about some of the payroll adjustments as the process, payroll process adjustments. We've talked about most of these things to some extent, but the first thing on the list is eliminating the PD paper overtime timesheets. At our last meeting, I believe we had a discussion, and I think everybody was in favor. This thing was something that we didn't want to go on. I believe you shared that you were okay with it going away. And I look at it, and I talked to Chief over the week, and it appears to be a duplicate because it was in place maybe before the electronic system got engaged.
Oh, yeah, much bigger.
So, yeah, it just seemed like let's do some easy things to make this better. So I would like to move forward with eliminating that particular item. Is there anything that, yes?
Yeah, the only thing, I did think about this after the last meeting, and I just had a question on what's going to happen with the supporting documentation. I believe it's still a rule when the officers have the court time, the 3-hour minimum court time. I believe they have to have the bailiff, maybe it is, sign off on the court slips.
No,
it's
a subpoena, and I can still attach them. But if we move to do that tonight, can we make it effective going into the next pay period, not this pay period?
Yeah.
And this way I could give an email and make sure that everything is noted in the comment section, why they're working the overtime. And I also want to send an email out too that they have to, if they do not put it to convert to comp, okay, into the system, paycheck system, they will be paid for their overtime and
right.
The discussion.
Yeah, because there's no, there won't be any checks and balances with that anymore. So,
right.
Okay, so then if they don't have to have those, if they don't have the court slip signed anymore, you'll just.
I will submit you
the
court
still,
slip, yes.
And then those will go in the payroll file because the auditor will still want to look at those.
Right.
So
that, in essence, that's all electronic at that point? Or the subpoena will be?
The subpoena, well, what Chief does is he emails over the payroll, Nick, but he does drop off a hard copy at town hall, and then that goes into the payroll file.
Yes.
Now,
and then when the auditor asks for supporting documentation, that is what we have to provide.
Right.
So, but what they'll be doing in the, what I'm assuming anyways, I want to make sure we have this right, when they note their overtime in the system, they will be putting that subpoena in or that case number, correct?
They will put the case number in the subpoena, yes.
Yeah, okay.
I'm sorry, into the paycheck system, but the only question I have, the only reason I come in on Sundays to the station is so I can fax over the overtime request forms and the subpoenas. Is it going to be okay if I just drop it off Monday mornings like I usually do instead of having to come in the station and do it?
Oh yeah, I don't have a problem with
that,
but if you can still just email that too, because I do keep a copy.
Yes, I will.
Yeah.
Yes, I definitely will.
And that way I'll, you know, because I will still match those up in the system.
Yeah.
But I don't need them on Sunday. Like that's something I think that when Mike Stopa had you doing that, he liked to do it on Sunday, but that was never a so it was just a
Honestly, this is gonna, just by getting rid of those, that's gonna alleviate me coming even in here on Sundays anymore. So I won't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
But please make it effective next pay, not this pay, so I can get that email out. And then I'll CC the board and fiscal officer on it.
Yeah, and I would just, you know, just be very clear that comp time.
If it's not in there, they'll get paid out for it.
Right.
And
we're not.
Simple as that.
And there's no going back.
Right.
You know, so that's got to be on them.
You got it.
Yep. So.
Any more conversation thoughts?
So we're going to get rid of the paper timesheets, the paper overtime sheets, whatever, that we're using right now.
Right.
Are you saying then that the employees are going to input their information in the paycheck?
You'll see in that comment section, you know how you can add the notes, so can the employees. So they will be noting their case number or, so if it's a, like a crash.
Shift coverage, if it's a late call, everything, there has to be documentation in that comment section or they will not get the overtime.
Right, right. But are they going to put in 2 hours overtime?
That's automatic.
Pardon?
That's automatic, except for court.
Right, so like the call-ins, if they have a call-in or the court time, that they are able to, they're able to put that in. When they're just working overtime, like if the shift actually goes overtime, that's automatic. The system knows that.
Only one is not is the court time.
So, but they're going to be required to explain that overtime now. So instead of doing it on a paper slip,
Right.
they're just gonna be doing it in the system.
So there's no reason then to have the employees enter anything in the paycheck?
No, they will be entering.
I mean.
They're gonna be entering the note into paychecks, just explaining.
So the employees can enter things in the paycheck and, so it'll be in paycheck instead of on paper?
Correct, and the only paper, the paper that they're gonna turn in is just their court subpoenas, because that is still the supporting documentation that the auditor will be looking at, so, okay. Just so we're on the same page. So you'll be still seeing that, Bruce, when you get payroll. You should still probably CC him on the email too, so he can look at those, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But the big question was the difference between the paper, and there was always seemed to be a question, not all, but there seemed to be many questions between the paper and the paycheck. And this will eliminate that.
Right, right.
Okay, so if I word this correctly.
Are you going to make a motion or anything?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to make a motion to eliminate the PD paper overtime slips effective beginning our next pay period.
Right. So you should give the date.
Which was that the 24th?
Who's there a second?
What'd you
I
say,
think we're still making, she's putting a date on there, so.
Yeah, because we have, so our meeting, when our next meeting is the 10th, so we have a pay period ending the 5th.
So.
There'll be a pay, so do you want to start it on the 6th, or do you want to start it on, the 20th?
20th, please.
When?
Beginning on our next pay period, which is November 20th. Second. Any more discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Thank you. The next two items are just,
Before we get to those, I have some motions that I wanted to make in the past, and maybe if we look at these, maybe it'll solve these others.
Okay, but on a special meeting, I think we're limited to items on our.
You are.
On a special meeting, we can't vary from the agenda.
I did have one question with this. What if somebody does forget to make a note in the system? How do you handle that with the overtime? Like say somebody, you know, like right now, they have to turn in a paper slip, so you would track that down. How do you want to handle that? Because you're saying they are required to put the note
they
in.
They are required to do it.
So what happens if they don't?
If they don't, and when I contact them, if it's not in there, I'll make sure that it's, because I go through paychecks pretty much daily now, almost. And if it's not in there, then I will deal with it.
Okay.
I don't know if you saw paychecks today, but I had a couple of counseling sessions today.
No, I didn't. I saw that you had emailed, but I haven't.
So yes, I will hold them accountable for this.
Okay, right. So you're going to take care of making sure
yes,
that.
I will.
Okay, that's perfect. Okay, great.
Okay. So the next item was adjusting accrual rates discussion, and one of the problems that we have had over time, accruals have been a conversation for for years.
Yep.
And some of that had to do with different accrual rates for different departments and decimal points. I sat with the chief, we talked about things, I've sat with Denny and talked about things. And we have to work out some of the details, but currently, like, 4.62 is a accrual for every 80 hours with the PD currently, and
4.7.
We'd like to see that bump to 4.7. When I did the math on that, it amounts to like 2.2 hours per calendar year per employee.
Difference. Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
So now, before this would become something that we were going to move and vote on, we need to work out some of the details on how that, because that accrual rate changes for different years of service.
Correct.
So want to get that all worked out. One of the things that we would have to do, which our PD is willing to, and in fact has kind of already started to, is they're willing to open up an MOU and sign off on that. I don't feel it's right to do it just for them and not do it for the admin, not do it for the roads and bridges.
Got to be for the township.
Yeah. And
I agree.
It's a very, when I realized we're talking two hours, I was like, and it makes the accrual accounting, I think, far less challenging. And
because I know that Angela and I have had discussions regarding that, you know, when I first started to, and about that it's the way that the police department or the decimal points and stuff, and that's, you know, I think it's just going to be a lot cleaner, to be honest about it, to do it for
every employee. That's a lot of what we're after, is trying to make this process simpler across the board without hurting anybody or breaking the bank.
Right.
And so.
So right now, too, the rest of the township, so we're talking about a couple different things, because you've got on the PD, that they accrue vacation differently than the rest of the township does, too. So, but let's start with sick time. Everybody else in the township is accruing a 4.6, and the PD's at 4.62.
Correct.
So are we thinking of taking everybody to that 4.7 then?
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Just making that flat.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then as far as the vacation accruals, we're not changing everybody else to a...
Whatever their standard accrual is now, but where somebody has 120 hours for their time, if that accrual ends up being a second digit out or something, we're going to round it up to that next digit. So there will be minor changes again.
Right, no, I understand that.
Okay.
I'm asking is, like, because everybody else in the township doesn't get a per pay accrual, they get like 2 weeks, you know, at their anniversary, or 3 weeks, or depending where they're at with how many years of service.
Okay.
You know, the Road and Bridge Department, admin, zoning, they're not earning vacation on a per pay.
Per pay. Okay.
Right, only the police are. So we're not changing that, right? It's actually much easier.
Okay.
We would
on the anniversary date.
Yeah, we would
have.
When Mark Raddus did the contract the last time, he was supposed to try to get the police to go to the other, you know, to do it like the way everyone else was, and he accidentally, because some of the police were earning it the way the rest of the township is, and the newer officers were, and he kind of didn't understand, and he did it the other way. So
I think that's something we need to look at in the next negotiations, definitely. Angela and I talked about that too, and I'm in total agreement. I don't know why it's not set up like the rest of the township employees.
Okay? So the rest of the township employees would maintain the policy per the handbook?
It's easier.
Okay.
It is much easier, but the only thing is I did look at that, so it is giving them just a couple, you know, just a couple more hours. It's very minimal, but if we're going to try to be fair for everybody across the board,
right,
we have to figure out how to make that
right.
Because I think it's like I think it worked out to be like, you know, maybe at the highest on 160.1 hours or something. So I don't know how to reconcile that with people who are getting.
Maybe that's something like you and I can talk about on a, you know, whether it's through emails or you know, I know our times are struggles to get together, but I think we could probably do some of this and work some of the nuts and bolts out without necessarily doing that in this meeting, but come back and present what we came up with.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, is that an okay part?
Yeah. I just, like I said, I mean, I prefer not to be moving everybody else off of the, because especially with the fact that they've already got a lot, you know, people are, as they hit their anniversary, they're getting those dump-ins,
right.
So then we'd have to try to figure out, like, prorate it. It would just get very messy, you know.
We're looking at that next year anyhow, right, on that the accrual portion, right?
The accrual adjustment.
Starting next year.
For the PD, that adjustment would be like after the first of the year, but that's what we're talking about from making
starting
those
at the first.
What's that?
Starting at the first of the year,
the first pay period.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it said December 1st, didn't it?
I wasn't looking at a December 1st.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I was talking that through the first of the year.
For the overtime, so, we're talking November, December. For the paper,
you know, I know that. Okay. I just thought when I read the that amendment, I thought it said December 1st, but maybe I'm wrong. I skimmed it pretty quickly. So, anyways, but I don't think you can get it done that fast.
I think the reason we're having this conversation now is because we're trying to get ready. We don't want to start having this talk in the first of the year. We
right.
want to have our conversation done and be able to move forward. I was thinking of moving everyone to an accrual, but until such time as the negotiations come up, and then maybe move again. But we've got to figure out a way to be fair with everybody.
Right.
And I think we're all in the same way.
It doesn't make sense to me that that's like that with them with their accruals. Why they want that set up like that? That's something I'm going to have some discussions with the union about.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I don't understand what the difference is.
Right.
You either get it right from January 1 or, you know.
Well, we got about 2 years to get that figured out, right?
Yeah.
A year and a half?
Yeah.
So.
Hey, maybe we can get lucky and they'll be willing to.
You know, that would be ideal.
Right.
So that would be really ideal.
Right.
Okay?
Just remember, it's always going to be harder to take it back.
Exactly.
Because,
yeah.
You know, you're talking about 0.02 now taking back.
Well, just and so that is,
one.
I mean, we do
yes.
have to. That will be something, like I said, to decide, though. Because
we're already. I was concerned about a legal aspect because you're giving part of the township something and not giving the other part of the township. But we're already doing that because we're already giving the police 0.62, and we're giving the rest of the township 0.60.
Right.
So we're already.
Yeah, and that's
doing
been,
what.
That's been going on for,
right, for
you know,
forever.
So
yeah.
before
okay.
my time. So I don't know when that
yep.
started, but like I said, if we will have to go over this in a little more detail because if we don't move everyone, if this happens and the way these accruals were broken down,
mm-hmm.
it did equal exactly the 80 weeks and the 100
right.
Year, I'm sorry,
and that's why they got
hours,
that
know,
way,
and,
but
right,
but we.
So if we do this, you know, it's hard to, I mean, I don't know how you give somebody, what does this end up converting to? Like for instance, I don't know how you give someone 161.2 hours of vacation, you know, like when you do a dump in, I mean,
right.
That's hard to, you know. So, I mean, I guess it's possible, you know.
It's possible.
But, yeah.
Right, well,
but
we need to work that out some more, but. The point is trying to make it simpler, and like I say, make it simpler, try to make it even and fair with everybody.
Because the accruals, as you said, were the big.
I think it should be across the board.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm going to push for.
If you could, I mean, yeah, if they're willing to reopen the contract anyways and you can get them to go to the dump in, that would
I'll
be
try, I'll try my best.
Simplest.
Okay.
But.
And that might require. You know, instead of 120, it might require 122, okay, or something like that.
Yeah,
but we're
you're
open,
already willing to
we're
do
open,
that. So
yeah,
it's, yeah,
so
it's
right,
all right.
That'd be the way to do it. Make
all
it
right.
fair for every township
right.
employee.
And if we're not taking anything away from them,
no,
that's
no.
a plus.
Right. Yeah.
No. Right now, they get they're getting the 6-2, so they'd be at 100, they're not at 122, are they?
They're right close to 120 right now.
They're exactly.
Right, and it's really, it's supposed to do.
It's 6.154, so.
Right, so we would, if you take that away, if you don't go to the .7, the point, what's that? You're taking something away, and that's what the police already started to say, hey, we agree with this.
Right, so they're saying we agree with going a little more.
Right.
Right. And that's, but instead of maybe doing it per the accrual, we're just saying we do it per the hours on the anniversary.
Right.
So I think we're saying the same thing. It's just not as easy as just, it's a little more.
Do we need, a motion to have Chief start to talk about opening up the contract yet?
Make a motion just so it's.
Okay.
You know.
Well, then I would make.
If you need one.
Yeah, I'd make a motion to allow Chief to discuss the accrual adjustments with our union and our PD.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Thank you. Last thing in this particular meeting was talking about the 7-minute punch-in, punch-out rule discussion, and we touched on it a number of times. It's been 5 minutes, it's been 7 minutes. There's acceptable methods that labor laws support that allow the punch-in, punch-out for accounting purposes, to have that flexibility. Doesn't change the fact that people are supposed to be working on time. And it just, instead of a accounting and a payroll scenario, it's more of a management scenario. Mm-hmm. Supervisors have to account for that. They need to take that up with their people. We want to pursue something to make that issue of punching in and punching out better. This is a possibility, something along these lines. There's also departments that I've been talking to that write in, or period, that employees and groups write in their time, and that's approved by their supervisors, department heads, and so forth. It eliminates the electronic punch per se, but it doesn't eliminate the accountability. So while I'm not in any way, shape, or form ready to make a move on this particular thing, I think the main thing we're trying to accomplish is how do we maintain the integrity of our staff and the time, but find a way where we're taking the stress out for them, for you, for us, getting that balance. And I want to pursue, I want to look at this, but I also want to look at, like I said, talking to other municipalities, and then talking to you about talking to paychecks and saying, is this something that we can write in our time, our start time and our stop time, and then go from that point rather than the actual punch in, punch out. You have thoughts on that?
I don't think you can write in your time. Well, I know you can't write it in. I mean, that's not what the electronic punch system is created for, but I think the best option, if doing that seven minute deal, would be, what that gentleman from local government services had suggested, and it would be creating the true flex time policy. And I know the handbook gives the allowance for that, but I think having a more spelled out, exactly how it's going to work, and just so that everybody would be on the same page. At that point, the rounding would have to be turned off, because
the rounding.
Yeah, okay. Because if you have it on, it's going to you're going to be moved back when you punch in, and that 7 minutes won't work.
Fine.
But then you're allowing for that 7 minutes on either side. And then people would. You have people coming in and then they'll be given credit, so that if they do come in, 7 minutes or in that 7-minute window and they're late, they can stay 7 minutes past and it will still give them their 8 hours in that day. I think that's the easiest, but what won't happen is, because this is the one thing that I found, because I did some research after the meeting too, and you know what Josh said is, I mean, that is, this is one of the most, the 7 minutes is the, one of the most commonly used. And like the one disadvantage that I could find was that people who work over that 7 minutes, because that 7 minutes is the, that is that a lot, they're not, well, but they're also not getting paid for that times because, mm-hmm. because that 7 minutes is like the allowable, you know, and then there's, that can put the entity at risk because you have to true pay people for true minutes worked, you know, so, but that would take away from that because if, you know, say somebody punches in right at their time, you know, and then they still end up working 7 minutes over, then they are going to get paid for that, you know.
Right.
So I think that would be most.
They would get paid for the 8 minutes.
Or whatever.
Whatever.
They work.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, whatever they work, because it's going to track true time worked. It's
because
gonna,
you
it's
have to pay them because there's a Supreme Court case on that.
Right.
So you absolutely have to pay them for that.
So without the rounding, you're not, you know, you're not taking minutes away from people ever. You're mm-hmm. truly tracking when they come in.
Okay.
You know, when they're out,
and
then you're, you know, that way you're still giving them that flexibility of, okay, if you're a couple of minutes late, it's not, you know, yes, you're leaving it up to the supervisor to deal with that. They're allowed to stay over to, you know, and then it's not rounding back and taking time out of their, you know, to away from them. But you're also giving them credit for minutes if they stay over, you know.
Because that takes me back to officers that I was talking to outside of the district that they actually do, like, right in there, when they clocked in and clocked out, there is no punch in their department.
Okay.
And so I want to find out more about that as well. Are you?
I think if it can be done, paychecks is fine. Okay, I'm learning the system, but if the officers were able to enter their time into paychecks and not clocking in and clocking out, I think that would solve pretty much 99% of our issues, and then hold me responsible to make sure that they're not coming in late and taking advantage of it. You have to, just to get into the paycheck system alone, all right, you have to be at the station. You have to. So I think that is, if it could be done, you let them enter the time, and it may also eliminate all this when they're putting in for, which I think is totally ridiculous, 2 minutes overtime. Okay, it may just eliminate all that.
Well,
I can't guarantee that.
I'd like to have a chance to talk with a gentleman that you've been talking to about, you know, some of that. Because all of this conversation is taking place now so that hopefully we can have something in place for the first of the year. Okay.
Yeah.
This isn't something that I anticipated or we, you know, it's just something we want to have the discussion now because we want to hopefully get past having discussions every week.
Yeah.
And I think this is a good step.
So
what
this,
is, I guess.
This 7 minutes is the same stuff I brought up 6 months ago. I mean, we're just talking about opening up the window.
Yeah,
I mean,
we talked about 5 minutes a long time
ago.
Right,
we talked about 5 minutes.
But we were also talking about writing in our time.
Right.
Versus a punch.
Angela, wasn't there something, Bruce, you may know this too, wasn't there some kind of a ruling on that when they were clocking in and then somebody went back 20 years?
Well, this is why, to eliminate this and solve all these problems, or certainly many of them, if the employees, not the police, the township employees did not have to punch in or out. Their time would be, if they stayed over overtime, that would have to be put in the system.
Of course.
But if they are scheduled for 8 hours or 10 hours or 12 hours, whatever it happened to be, it would be up to the department head, the chief, Denny, to make sure the people were there on time. And That way, it would eliminate this stuff where somebody is 9 hours and 59 minutes when they punched out and they thought it was 10 hours. But there is a case, and that's part of it, that somebody could conceivably come back and say, hey, I worked 5 minutes overtime every day for 20 years, you owe me this much money. Whereas if you had it, they didn't punch in, didn't punch out, they were just going to put in their overtime, it eliminates that. So if they could enter into paycheck and their overtime, their court time, that type of stuff, didn't have to punch in now, it would eliminate, I think, probably
that
all
risk.
Of these discussions, all of them.
Let's follow up this conversation, okay, outside of this meeting, and circle back.
Yeah, we'll have to, because I think, you know, the product we're on right now, that's not what that's meant to, that's not what we're, you know, so the product we have now is not what, this is meant for punching.
Right,
so
and we may have to make an adjustment there, but let's talk about that moving forward. I don't want the product to handcuff us, that's all. If there's really a better way, I just want to have that conversation, and I want to do it in such a way that by the first of the year, we're all agreeing, you know, to move forward that way.
There's no way to turn off the punch in and punch out?
It's
not
linked.
With this product. Yeah. Like this, that's what this time and attendance product is. I mean, that, you know, so we, you know, if we went back to like the old system, but that old system didn't track the accruals, you know, so it's like, they have different products they use, but this was the system that we needed to be on to get the, you know, get those accruals tracked.
Can you send me in, not right now, but can you forward me the information that the things that Paychex does for us, all that, because I know it's a lot more than just writing a paycheck.
Yeah,
you know, it's the accruals, it's the reporting. Do they interface with UAN, or do they report to you and you got to pass? You got
to
do that.
No, it's like I basically do payroll twice.
Okay.
It would actually. I mean, I would love if we could just do payroll through UAN.
Right.
I was pushing for that for years. That was something that was supposed to be worked out in this last contract too. I think I talked to Chief about this, but unfortunately, the union. That direct day deposit.
Okay.
That's offered through Paychex. That's not something UAN offers.
Well,
so,
you can get. I've talked to other. You can get direct deposit with UAN.
Direct deposit, not direct day deposit. Not to say.
Right.
And so that's something that we got. We tried this.
But
back
if we do what we said we were going to do, as far as build in at least a week buffer, then UAN would be very feasible.
That's something you'd have to check with the union about, because this is something that we went round and round about when Mark.
We talked about this a while back, Angela and I, and
no,
I've never broached the subject yet with them.
Okay.
So what I mean,
if you
want
to give me authorization for that too, I will.
Right now, you're up against the wall because it's the week that the things get turned in on Sunday or Monday, and you've got to have it turned in. So you have that done.
It's not so much that, it's going to be from the time that the board approves payroll and I hit that release button.
Right.
And the time, because right now when I do that, we have what's called next day deposit, or same day actually.
Right. Okay.
But you know,
which is a pretty incredible feature.
Right.
And that
usually,
doesn't happen through
you. Usually we would get charged a lot for that. That's part of our That's part of our like package deal.
Okay.
UAN does not offer that.
Right.
So
but if we had a week buffer like other townships do, because a lot of other townships have a 2 week buffer. So you get done this week, but you're really not paying until next week, and you hit the button this week, it's going to go into their account in 2 days.
Yeah, like if you guys are willing to have an extra meeting and do that, I mean,
we've got to build that week in there. But I'm just saying, if we build a week in there, then we can get away from that, and we could get away from paycheck and save the township $12,000.
we're gonna have to see, oh, I mean, listen, like I said, that.
Sounds like you're on board with it, if we can make it all work, so.
Oh my gosh, it would like, it would save me so much time, it would be amazing.
May I make a motion to allow him to begin that conversation?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
I would like to make a motion to allow Chief Minnick to address the union in regards to the pay, the payroll system and the timing, to see if we can make adjustments.
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
Okay, with those three items being done, nothing else on our agenda, I'd like to make a motion, will you adjourn?
Second.
Roll call.
Mr. Eastwood?
Aye.
Mr. Christopher?
Aye.
And this special meeting is over, time is 5:37 PM. Thank you.
Well, you've got good seats for the judge, because you're not here for the other, I can tell.